Children, we're starting.
That's right.
Showtime! Another Fresh Picked Pod from audiotoyou.com. Shutters Inc. with Shelton Muller.
You might wish to stay on and listen.
Hi, and welcome to episode 113 of Shutters Inc. This is Bruce Williams from shuttersincpodcast.com. And it's just me, baby. There is no Shelton this week. This is Shutters Inc. sans Muller. So, what's the story? Well, the story is quite simply that this is just another week where Shelton and I could not organise a time where we were both available to record. However, over the last couple of weeks, there's been a couple of different blog posts that have caught my eye that I'd sort of flagged, thinking to myself, when we next do Shutters Inc., I've got to mention these blog posts. And you know, like I said, a couple of those links I've had, you know, sitting around in a text file for 2-3 weeks now. And when I buzzed Shelton yesterday, because it's now Friday evening, and said, you know, any chance we can record Saturday morning? And he said, mate, guess who's just found out he's got a workshop to conduct? And I was like, ah, okay. So I thought to myself, well, stuff it. I'll just record without him and just share these couple of little things with you. So this will be very short. It won't be the typical Shelton hour-long rant. Doesn't matter. He doesn't listen to this. He'll never know. So anyway, I'm sure someone will tell him. A couple of posts that have caught my eye over the last few weeks. And I will put all these links in the show notes for this episode, so just swing by the website and you'll be able to check these out. Hopefully these will be of interest to some of you. The first one, which I think will probably have the most niche, you know, interest, in other words, the smallest group of listeners who will be interested in this, I'll get this out of the way first. This appeared on techsupportalert.com a couple of weeks ago, and it's called How to Unlock Extra Functions on Canon Compact Digital Cameras. And I thought this was very interesting. The part of the text says, the upgrade gives users access to options normally reserved for SLR level cameras. Examples include longer shutter speeds, live histogram display, saving RAW files, and changing bitrate used for video clips. And he goes on to say that he managed on his Canon SX100IS to change the maximum shutter speed from 15 seconds to 64 seconds. The live histogram was something he'd never had. His high quality video mode, which was normally limited to 15,000 kilobits per second, he was able to get it up to 47,000 kilobits per second. Yeah, and there's a link in the blog post which then takes you off to the site where you can get this little piece of software that you just drop on your SD card and it just runs off the SD card when you fire up your camera. So I thought, you know, there's probably somebody amongst our Shutters Inc. fraternity who, you know, uses a Canon compact digital camera, and to whoever those listeners might be, this may have been of some interest. So that's the first one. So I thought that was a bit interesting. The next one I was going to cover is one that appeared on Gizmodo today called Why I Hate the iPhone Camera and Loved the Best Rock Concert Ever. And I was immediately attracted to the title, and when I actually clicked on it to read it, I found that the best rock concert ever in question was actually Springsteen in Madrid a week or so ago. So naturally I felt compelled to read the entire article, and basically what happened was, this guy, he was not a big Springsteen fan. I mean, he knew of Springsteen's back catalogue and thought it'd be a cool concert, but when you read it, you'll see he was absolutely blown away, and justifiably so. But what frustrated him was trying to take photos of the event with his iPhone camera. And now, the iPhone didn't malfunction. It took photographs, but they're all very ordinary photographs, and it's mainly due to, you know, the sensor not being sensitive enough to low light and shutter lag and just all those things that are, you know, typically problematic with, you know, the camera in a mobile phone. Anyway, I just wanted to read a couple of paragraphs from this because I thought it was pretty much on the money, and I thought, oh, Shelton would just be sitting there nodding his head in agreement if he had seen this. I know most cell phone cameras are exactly the same. They behave poorly under low light conditions, they're slow, and have bad interfaces. And yes, I have to admit, I like the iPhone camera's blurriness and unwanted special effects. Sometimes. I even try to get similar effects with my digital SLR. But that's optional. This time I only wanted one thing, to be able to frame a good photo. Without having to hold the iPhone in a weird position, without trying to find the stupid software interface button and not miss the shot, which I did plenty of times. That's what I want. I don't want more resolution. I don't want a stupid zoom. I would be happy with good lenses and a better, speedier, more luminous sensor. And of course, the physical button. In fact, scrap the rest, just give me the physical button. As much as I love virtual interfaces because they open the door to multifunctional devices at a low cost with great power and flexibility, I'm afraid that there are still times when the only way to go is a physical button. Photography is one of them. So anyway, he goes on, but it's a very interesting article, and I can only feel for the guy because I was pretty much in the same boat. You know, when I was in Anaheim in April and I saw Springsteen, and I was in the pit, I was right there at the front. I was probably about 8 meters back from the stage. I took some photos on my Sony Ericsson, what's my phone, a K800i, I think it is. You know, and they're typical camera phone photos, you know. Very poor contrast, yeah, yada, yada, yada. So, anyway, I thought it was interesting. However, the last blog post that I wanted to mention, and this was really the thing that made me decide to do this episode on my own. I was on Facebook today while I was at work, and one of my Facebook friends posted on his news feed within Facebook a link to this particular blog. Now, this blog might be something that you all want to check out. It is called photoattorney.com, and the woman who runs this, Carolyn E. Wright, is an attorney, and she works primarily with photographers. And what was particularly interesting was that this post that she put out on July the 24th, so yeah, it's probably a week old now, was, I'll read just the intro to it. TechCrunch reported in June that Facebook had caught up with MySpace as the largest social network. Unfortunately, Facebook seems to be taking more than just the top spot for hits. Specifically, Facebook's terms of use provide, and this is quoting from Facebook's terms of use. Now, okay, if you're not a Facebook fan, doesn't matter, just stick with me here, because this does relate to Shutter's Inc. So this is from the terms of use on Facebook. By posting user content to any part of the site, right now, user content can mean more than just photos. It could mean video, whatever. But, you know, let's just think about photos for the time being. So by posting user content to any part of the site, you automatically grant and you represent and warrant that you have the right to grant to the company being Facebook, an irrevocable, perpetual, non-exclusive, transferable, fully paid, worldwide license with the right to sub-license, it just gets better and better, to use, copy, publicly perform, publicly display, reformat, translate, excerpt in whole or in part, and distribute such user content for any purpose, commercial, advertising, or otherwise, on or in connection with the site or the promotion thereof, to prepare derivative works of or incorporate into other works such user content, and to grant and authorize sub-licenses of the foregoing. So basically they're saying, you post a photo on Facebook, we can do what we damn well please with it. So I thought this absolutely warranted, you know, being brought to the attention of all Shutters Inc. listeners. There is more to read, and I'm not going to bore you with it. Like I said, I'll put all the links in the show notes for this episode. Please go and read it, just so that you know what you're doing when you are posting a photo to Facebook. Because you know what it's like. No one reads the EULAs for anything, you know, and I certainly had not. You know, and that really spun me out. And the reason that this really jumped to my attention today was because I was having a conversation with one of my work colleagues, and I said to him, are you on Facebook? And he said, oh no, mate, absolutely no way, you know, won't have anything to do with it. I don't need to be publishing my personal details onto the web for other people to pilfer and yada, yada, yada. And we got into a conversation about how one of the main newspapers here in Sydney, the Daily Telegraph, they get so much of their content from Facebook. Like here in Australia, just this week, there was this massive, quote unquote, scandal about two of our, you know, elite athletes who are in a relationship together, a male and a female, you know, just normal heterosexual relationship, and how, oh, their relationship's on the rocks, you know, and that was the entire scandal blew up because one of them changed their Facebook status from being in a relationship to being single. And that's what caused the entire controversy to blow up, and it made, you know, media right around the country. And so a combination of all those things, and then seeing this blog post and actually sitting there and reading what was in the terms of use, I was like, holy crap. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention, along with the other couple of articles that I thought were interesting. So I will leave it there. I will not rant on for ages. Please, you know, go and check out the links, and hopefully there'll be some insightful information there for you. And hopefully sometime in the next week or so, I'll manage to get Mr. Muller back onto Skype, and we'll be able to get another episode of Shutters Inc. in the can for you. All right, people, until I speak with you next, take care.
Now, how much of that did you understand?
Audio to You delivers the best quality podcasts direct to your desktop or portable. You be the boss. Hear what you want to hear.
When you want to hear.
Hit us today. And remember, Control D to bookmark. AudioToYou.com.
It's all over, Marge. It's all over.